10 years ago, Virginia and other mid-Atlantic states had depleted many of the fish that were once plentiful here, so Congress voted to monitor and limit the catch for about 600 species. At the Environmental Defense Fund, Matt Tinning says that worked really well.
The managers there have worked extremely effectively with the fishermen, and they've made enormous progress.
But in some places, like Florida, recreational fishermen are furious. Their season is too short, they say, and while species like red snapper have rebounded, catch limits remain low. Jason De La Cruz, who owns a commercial fishing company near Tampa, says the regulations have been good, but recreational anglers in this country, more than 9 million strong, are a powerful interest group with more political clout than professional fishermen.
We're such a small blip in the world. We don't have enough funding to be able to affect change. And that's, you hate to say it, but everybody knows that's the way the world is.
Which could be why House Resolution 200, which makes it possible to roll back some catch limits and reduce the speed of protection for flagging species, could be approved. Again, environmentalist Matt Tinning.
One of the real strengths of fishery management in the United States is that it's been bipartisan. And unfortunately, this time around, we do have a partisan bill. It moved through committee on a strictly partisan vote. No Republicans against, no Democrats in favor. That's not a recipe for good policymaking in our book.
The bill could also give more control of fishing regulation to the states. In Tampa, I'm Sandy Houseman.